It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse for the varsity contest, the boys' first varsity contest. I'm here with girls' head coach, Mr. Brian Patch. How we doing?
Great.
And we're getting ready to get us going here. Delphus Jefferson comes in here, I believe they won last night.
They got very good Walpock team.
Walpock, yeah, okay, yep. There were so many games they were showing on the Lima station last night. I got all lost in who won and
I
who
think
lost.
They lost by 31. Actually.
Ooh, so. Yep. Well, I hope we can. We don't necessarily need to win by 31, but let's have a good game and we'll see how it all goes. I did get a chance to talk with Coach Bayshore earlier this evening, so we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and get that talk with Coach Bayshore back in just a few minutes. The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more, they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
For over 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Well, sorry about that. I have lost somewhere in my phone. I have lost my talk with Coach Bayshore, but what he basically had to say was that it was, just getting ready for the season, and we got a lot of potential, a lot of really good things going on with our team. Just needing our sophomores to improve on that the skill that they had toward the end of the season last year, and our seniors, juniors to step up and take the lead. If the JV game is any indication, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape on this, but our guys have to come out and not be potential good players anymore. They just have to go out and do it. So sorry about not being able to get that to you, but Coach Bayshore has high hopes for the game and high hopes for the season. So we'll take a quick break, be back in just a minute or two. Are you having a little car trouble? Or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Just a few minutes before tip-off of the varsity game, we're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. And Coach, just in case people weren't listening at the JV contest, give us a quick summary of your thoughts on the girls' victory this afternoon.
One ugly, but that's probably how it's going to be a lot this year. Just our style and way we want to play. We want to play up tempo and try to get some pressure on kids. And, we were down, I think, early and came back, took the lead late fourth quarter and hung on to it. Hard-fought victory, made a really scrappy effort on our kids' part. Made the plays down the stretch when we needed to, and you know, it's made a lot of progress. Coach Vaughn and I here were texting each other back and forth tonight, and we were talking about, you know, thought we made a lot of strides today in this game, did a lot of good things, saw some good things out of some kids we didn't see in the first game, and you know, that's what we're looking for in these 22 games, is continue to make progress, continue to get better. So
yep, and we were there. It's the game actually is in our archives now, I believe. I don't know, it'll be later this evening before it's able to get in the archives. But if you want to go back and listen to some or all of that, it's definitely a good, exciting game. And Indians have been doing very well. Been playing hard, just maybe not making as many shots as they would like to, but the hustle is there. The play seems to be, you know, running the plays the way they're supposed to. It just seems like we've got it. We just need to start making the shots. And
well, that comes. I mean, shooting is something you can't control. Right. Shooting is something that comes and goes. The things that you can control, that's what you have to worry about. You know, your hustle, your effort, you know, defensive positioning, things like that, rebounding, you know, doing what you're supposed to. Those are things you can control. Things you can't control, like the shooting part, if shots fall or not, that stuff's going to come and go, especially over a long season. Don't worry about that. You know, if it's not falling, then we got to do something different. We're trying to get to the hole, and get fouled, get some free throws, do some stuff. You know, the effort's there definitely for these young ladies, and we're making strides, getting better, and still trying to figure some things out. I mean, we still missing a big piece of our puzzle, and Kira Wendell, and hopefully she gets back this week. And, you know, we have Rochelle's and OG coming in, which are two teams that were playing at state last year. OG's played 4 years in a row. Rochelle's been there through the last three. And so, you know, we definitely are going to need her this week if we want to contend against these two teams.
Yeah, and if she isn't able to play, I think we're still going to be just fine. It's going to hurt us a little bit as far as Versailles with the league, but I think overall season-wise, you know, we just don't want to rush her back, because if she tweaks something, then she could be out for weeks upon weeks, and that just won't be good. So if we can, you know, if we can just figure out some way to get her healed as quickly as we can, where she's 100% and not going to retweak something. So if you were at the game, you know, you probably saw what I thought was very good shot selection. I don't think we took many bad shots. There's a couple of times with a little over a minute to go that I thought we shot a little quicker than we should have with a two-point lead, but we have haven't been taking bad shots. The shots we're taking just aren't going in yet. They will, and when they do, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're getting ready here for the boys varsity, and we will take a break here while they do the national anthem. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
And we're back here at Courtside Fieldhouse getting ready for the tip-off for the boys' varsity season. Do you have the starters there? I think I have them here. Do you have the starters there for Delphus and or us?
Yeah, I believe so. Starting off, number 3, Hunter Haney. He is a 5'11 senior guard. Number 24, Hunter Miracle.
Yep.
5'8 junior guard. Number 40, Doug Long Jr., 6'4 junior post. Number 22, Jeffrey Caputo. Is that right?
Yes.
Junior 6' wing. And number 4, Ian Wanamaker, a sophomore 6'1 guard. And then for the Indians right now, if you can hear the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely on the mic in the background, we are starting sophomore number 3, Derek Judy, 6' guard. Also, number 0, a junior, 6'1", Grant Kanapke. And then another senior here, leading scorer returning from last year, Peyton Judy, number 2, senior, stands about 6'2". And then we got 6'4", sophomore, number 12, Clay Schmidt. And then the last one to be a senior as well, 15, Noah Leonard stands at 6'6" in the middle. So
we'll get ready here for the Reasoner Energy tip-off coming up in just a couple of seconds. I personally can't wait for the start of basketball season. I don't love the weather we have to play it in. I hate the winter. But, man, I love the basketball.
But when winter comes, you know it's basketball season. Now.
Yep. I hate cold weather, but I can't go to Florida. I have to be here for the basketball season.
Love the snow, though, Neil. Love the snow. My kids love it. Makes it fun at our house when it happens. So, although I did just realize Delphus Jefferson's coach is Jordan Jettinghoff, which is his dad was his JV coach, and I coached against him. That kind of makes me feel old there, Neil. As I said, I coached his younger brother in AAU, and I coached against him as well when he was at Delphus. So starting to feel a little old.
So it looks like we'll have
Noah Leonard's coming out.
Yeah, Noah got a tip against number 40. Looking at the wrong one, Doug Long Jr.
Not supposed to dunk in warm-ups, but Noah was above the rim, two hands throwing that thing down easy. So as long as you don't touch the rim, it's okay. So that young man can get up.
That's great. So
back door play to start off.
Oh, right off right to Petey. He goes on through, turns around, jumper off the rim, no good. Up by Clay Schmitz. Good rebound and instantly back up. Indians lead 2-0.
Nice little play to start off, and Clay Schmitz does his work inside, getting an offensive rebound. I thought he had a great scrimmage season. Doing some, a lot of good things, getting in the basketball shape here after football season. So.
Hunter Hayne off to Ian Wanamaker.
Noah Leonard changed that shot for sure.
Yes, he did. And back to Noah going inside. Makes a move off the backboard and a miss.
Derek Jeudy made a hustle play, tried to tip it, save it in.
Tried to, but it just...
None of the other Indians followed him up, so tipped it right to St. John, or to not St. John, to Jefferson, I guess.
Hunter Hayne to Long, out to Hunter Hayne at the top of the key. Jeffrey Caputo to Hayne. Hunter Miracle, and now Jeffrey Caputo down to... Hayne in the left corner goes across the lane, tries to put up a shot, rejected, gets it back. Wanamaker makes a move on the left side, no good. Off of Derek Jeudy, then off of Long for the Dolphus, and then off of
Grant
Kanapke. Nobody could get a handle on that one. Hayne will trigger it in for the Jeff Cats. Like almost 5 seconds, gets it out to Wanamaker at the top of the key. Miracle, then to Caputo. Fought for the rebound. Peyton Jeudy with it. He'll bring it up. Gets it over to Derek Jeudy. Fought for to Grant Kanapke. Inside to Noah Leonard. Missed time to jump, and it goes out of bounds. So 6:16 left here in the.
That's one of those plays. Grant's trying to be unselfish and throw it up to Noah on a lob pass because we get a scramble and kicks it to him. He was actually wide open for three and probably had a good look at it. Turned it down, though, tried to make the unselfish play to his teammate. Yep. Just threw it a little too high for Noah.
Yep. Indians still lead 2-0 on the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard.
To kick Hayne.
Three-pointer, no good. Long with
blocked
a rebound.
By Noah Leonard.
Goes up and blocked and... Knocked out of bounds. I believe that's going to stay with Dolphus Jefferson. And Caputo will trigger it in. He's looking. Up three, four. Got it into Hayne. He's tied up immediately. Ball taken away.
Struggling to get the ball in bounds there.
Yep. And quickly ahead to Petey. Into Noah. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound by Hunter Hayne. He'll bring it up for Dolphus Jefferson. Gets it to Caputo on the right wing. Back to Wanamaker at the top of the key. And
moving screen call on number 22.
Jeffrey Caputo. So the ball will go back to the Indians. 5:30 left, so 2.5 minutes played. Indians lead 2-0. Clay Schmitz keys it in to Derek Jeudy. Dribbles to the top of the key to Petey on the right wing. He'll dribble. Little fade back and over to Noah at the top of the key. To Derek Jeudy, he makes a nice move toward the basket. Up and in. 4-0 Indians.
Great drive. Derek Jeudy left side. They gave him baseline and he's a lefty and went right up and finished with a strong hand. Good pick here, Derek.
Oh, man, that was a great... Just slapped the ball out of his hand and went right around him and got the ball. And
30-second
Dolphus Jefferson is going to take him a timeout, and we'll just take a quick timeout with him. We'll be back in just a minute. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help.
They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. We're back here at Fort Shite Fieldhouse where the Indians with a 6-0 lead. Two baskets here took the lead from 2-0 to 6-0 in about 30 seconds.
Defense creating pressure and creating offense and transition buckets.
Yep.
Not strong with the ball, and Derek Jeter gets a great pick, but goes down and lays it in for that quick 6-0 lead. And you might see a lot of that here tonight. And he's looking to trap right now.
Yep.
Great run and jump.
Hain with the ball, gets it to Simmons on the right wing.
Derek almost got him another one there.
Hain. Back to Simmons on the right wing. Hain at the top of the key to Wanamaker. Sorry. Wanamaker with a drive in. Knocked away by, I believe that was Noah. Might have been Petey.
No, it was Noah.
And now it's Noah on the baseline.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yep. Noah is playing hard. He is really going at it. He is.
Well, the great thing is, I mean, they don't have much size.
Yeah.
And so when you get dribble penetration like that, your job as a post defender is to come over on from the, especially, you know, weak side and block. And that's what Noah did. And he took off running the floor and missed that first free throw here. But ran the floor hard, got position on the other end, beat his man down the floor, and they gave it to him. And you could tell the kid he blocked right there, Long Jr., was a little upset and gave him a little shove as Noah shot it. So he shot some free throws there and missed both, though, unfortunately.
Missed them both. But, Miracle. I missed who shot that shot. Sorry. And Indians with the rebound.
24.
So that was Miracle.
Yeah.
And so Clay Schmitz has it on the right wing.
Slowing things down here, trying to run a set, it looks like. He's got the ball, a little ball screen, high action for Noah, and he refuses the screen and gets an and-one. Oh, they don't call it foul. Should have been an and-one, but
yep.
Gets the finish anyway through contact. Good, strong take, Petey. 8-0 Indians.
So it's Caputo with the ball, and
Grant
almost had a steal. And it's Caputo again to Wanamaker at the top of the key. Stolen.
Petey
has it. Over to Noah.
Nice
back
pass.
Over to Clay Schmitz. Back out to Derek Jeter at the top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. Clay Schmitz with a nice rebound. Moves.
Oh, just got grabbed and didn't call anything.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter with over the back call.
Yeah.
Probably got that. Also, kid falls as he gets the rebound. Could have been a travel, but they gave it to Derek. Gavin Toby, sophomore in, 6'1" sophomore, and also Blaine Toby, 6'1" senior, come in. So, placing Clay and Noah. So a little post exchange there. Clay did a great job of hitting the glass, and that so did Noah. So, a lot of energy, bringing in some fresh new bodies, and ready to go at it again.
So Dolphus has it. It's Hain on the left side to Wanamaker at the top of the key. Over to Caputo on the right.
And to Blaine Toby.
Yep,
unfortunately not on his team.
Yep. Grant Connect has it. Goes in. Layup. No good. Fight for it. Blaine Toby has it. Powers up. And
good
in.
Job,
and one. That was strength. He went up with guys hanging on his arm, and he just went up and put it in.
You know, that's me being a senior for,
yes.
You know, for Blaine, and that's saying, look, I'm just going up, and, you know, I'm stronger than you, and I'm going to finish through traffic and get the foul. So,
yep.
Great finish by that young man.
That was, so now he gets the and one. Indians lead 10-0 right now, 248.
11-0.
Now it's 11. Thanks for the correction. I like it. Should have been a travel, but we'll just let it go. Caputo.
Our Indians defense here, Neil, is really good. Putting a lot of pressure on, causing them a lot of problems.
Yep, and they tried to get it inside as Hain cut across the lane. Tapped away by two or three Indians.
6 foot two, a senior Clayton Pearson checks in at the dead ball too. So. All the Indians that normally play varsity here have been in right now. So
So Clayton's in. Who sat down? I didn't see who sat down.
Derek Jeudy took a seat.
They threw it in and instantly right back to Hayne, who hadn't completely cleared the foul line or the out of bounds line yet. So
Delphus is struggling right here.
Yes, they are.
Right now they're struggling to get the ball in bounds, and now our pressure and athleticism is bothering them a lot. Right now we're just bigger, stronger, faster, a little more skilled. But that's part of having those bodies. Except you haven't seen our kids, you can tell they've been in the weight room and have done a lot of good things. So Petey Jeudy up with a strong three, but Gavin Toby with an offensive rebound over to Blaine Toby. Petey sets it back up top. High ball screen here by Blaine. Little slip screen action. Got a post up inside. Hits Blaine. Swings it over to Gavin up top. Little cut through by Clayton. Gets nice offensive action. Grant Canapi with a good drive. Left hand and circus shot up. And
nice.
Probably could have been an and one, too, because his arm got drugged down, which is why he switched it to his left hand. So great finish by Grant.
In previous years, he would have depended on getting that foul called and wouldn't have been working so hard to get the ball in the hoop.
That's part of maturity and growth.
Yes, it is.
Inside, now he's working hard on the defensive end with the steal. Finds Petey Jeudy inside the great cut and finish. Again, defense creating offense. Again, right here, theme of the night.
That was nice. Grant found himself a little too far under the basket and caught Petey out of the corner of his eye, flipped it to him. Petey goes up, gets fouled. 15-0, minute 40 left here in the first quarter, in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. And Petey with the shot up. That's his third and fourth on the basket, fifth point of the contest on the foul shot.
We are shooting gaps like crazy through passing lanes trying to get some steals. We just sometimes we're going with the wrong hand. If we get inside hand, we get probably a few more here. But we are putting a lot of pressure on these Jeff Cats.
Yep, and almost a steal there by Blaine, and they get it back before he can get a handle on it. But shot missed, and Wanamaker fighting with Hayne and Petey under the basket. And it will stay with Delphus Jefferson. Minute 9, 16-0 Indians.
I'm thinking the Jeff Cats think there's probably about 10 Indians out there on the floor.
Yeah, they have.
We are flying to the ball like crazy right now.
I would bet that there's people in some of their fans that are constantly counting how many of us are out there because it has to be more than five.
Although we fall asleep on the out-of-bounds play, we don't really man up. We more zone up. Finley was the one who kind of started this kind of in our area.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of play a zone. It's not really a true zone. You play more spots because most of the time, believe it or not, us coaches aren't real smart. So we draw usually the same out-of-bounds plays to go to the same spots usually. So you cover those spots. And so that's what we did. We just didn't get the bottom spot covered. And they threw it inside. Blaine got a foul, but they don't finish. And Blaine gets the rebound. So now it's 16-2.
And Peyton will bring it up. He's on the right wing. Gets it over to Clayton. And Gavin
kick
Clayton
out
in the left corner.
Good.
Oh,
great kick out, Blaine. Yep. Toby, good hustle, yep. Clayton Pearson. Just a little short on the shot. As one of those, not really sure who we're going to give it to, so we'll give it to the Jeff Cat.
Yep.
Great hustle by Clayton.
Yeah, 49 seconds, and Delphus will have to go the length of the court here. 16-2 Indians looking very strong here to begin this contest. And DeLong getting it to Wanamaker. He'll get it across. And it's
working around right here, trying to get an open look, actually. Running their offense, being patient. Up and in for
number Taviano. JT Taviano.
Sophomore, 5'9". He's
player.
A football player.
Yep.
Pretty well built.
Yeah.
17 seconds here. One shot. Petey's going up. Him and Grant are up high. Clayton's in the high post.
Clayton has it at the top of the key to Gavin, to Grant in the left corner. Petey back to Grant in the left corner. Shot up. I'd say he got fouled pretty good.
Coach Bayshore's at half court.
Came up 5 feet short, and they might have touched the ball, but they got a bunch of his arm.
And Coach is upset, though, too, because we didn't execute a play. And, you know, he actually scaled down some of his sets he put in this year and let him play a little bit more, he said, and I talked to him. And we didn't execute a set, so he's a little upset with him right now. Yep. So.
We'll take a break. Be back with the second quarter right after this. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse, Indians, beginning of the Wangler Hardware second quarter, Indians with a 16-4 lead. And Delphus has the ball first, goes into Hain.
Well, Neil Fowler Mechanical was very good to us in the first quarter. Yes. Hopefully Wangler will be just as good here.
Yep, I'd say they are. Well, they're both on the south end of town. I might as well just keep that on going.
Unfortunately, we go to run and jump a little trap, and we didn't get a rotation over, and Hain catches the ball on that rotation inside as he cuts, and Clay Schmidt's on a little late rotation, picks up a foul, so this is the first one. Second one's going to be up here. And strong in the second one, and Noah Leonard tracks down the rebound.
Score remains 16-4, and Derek Judy will bring it up.
Got Derek Judy, Clayton Pearson, Noah Leonard, Clay Schmidt, and Grant Kanapke in for the Indians.
Petey's on a little rest. So Derek Judy has it. Nice move toward the basket. Left-hand reverse layup, no good. Ball ends up with Grant. Tries to get it inside, tipped away by Delphus, and it'll be Indians ball out of bounds under our basket.
Great penetration by Grant, and just happened to look for Derek. He got tipped out of bounds. So.
Yep.
Derek Judy's triggering it in. Lob pass to Noah Leonard. Needs to go straight up over the top, Noah. Loses the ball. Rebound here for Jefferson as they're running down the floor. Looking in transition. Wanamaker on the wing. Getting some great ball movement now, Jefferson is. Open.
Miracle.
Yep, Miracle misses. Noah Leonard grabs the rebound. Derek Judy running the floor. Ooh, miss. Clay Schmidt's wide open.
Yep.
Drives to himself. Goes up for the shot, gets fouled. Derek's telling him right now, I missed him, my bad. Take it out underneath.
Yep.
Especially when, you know, that's one thing when you're big. If your big man is going to run the floor like that and you miss him in transition,
yeah,
as a guard, you better tell him, hey, that's my fault. I'll get you next time.
So. Yes, and you better get him next time.
Yeah.
Don't tell him that two or three times in a row.
Petey's checked in, coming off a triple screen for three. Buries it. Petey's got eight on the night.
That's his first three, I believe. He has
turnover here by Wanamaker.
Tried to pass it over to Caputo, and a little miscommunication. He went one way, the ball went the other.
Reading coach's lips here for Jefferson. He's wanting his kids to slow down with him. He thinks they're trying to play way too fast. And usually that's how you want to play when you're not as skilled as the other team. And, you know, you want to be more patient, not get up as many possessions. And so, you know, he's wanting his kids to play a little slower than what they are. So. Nice high-low pass, no, to Clay Schmidt's inside.
Clay finishes. Very nice. He has four. And it is, lost who it was. Miracle, I believe. Nope. Oh, that's the kid from the
JV game.
JV game, yep.
22 right there. 22, Caputo with the three. 21-7 Indians here on the Wengler second quarter scoreboard.
Derek Jeudy brings it down top of the key. He'll get it over to Regan Martin on the right wing.
Indians are running their ball screen action offense.
And Derek Jeudy gets it back to Noah at the top of the key. Over to Petey in the right wing. Gets it to Clay Schmitz at the top of the key. Drive in. Floater up and good. 6 points.
Running the offense to perfection here.
Yep. And everybody's looking good. They look like they're playing it right. Nice reverse layup by Long. And it is 23-9. Into Petey. Back to Derek Jeudy. Brings it across center court. And he'll drive. Kick it back out to Noah. Top of the key. He gets it over to Regan Martin on the right wing. Regan drives in. Loses the handle. And it is Miracle over to Wanamaker. Travel. Indians ball. 5:05 here left in the Wengler Hardware second quarter. So the Indians have scored, let me do the math here, 7 points, I believe, here in the first 3 minutes. Not too bad. Petey has the ball right wing, dribbles into the lane. A little fake jump up and in. That's 10 for him.
We just went with a little ISO play, faked the ball screen, turned it down, and drove in and basically just went up over the top of him. Just more athletic play right there by Petey.
Yeah. And if I remember right, with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, he had 2 points. Now he has 10. That ate pretty quickly. So Delphus still having trouble with our defense. They'll call a timeout. Let's just take one with them. We'll be back in just a minute. Back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. About 4.5 minutes left in the Wengler Hardware second quarter. Indians lead 25-9 over the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats. And
right before break, Jefferson's bench was a little upset because they couldn't get a timeout. And the official was like, we can't hear you. And that's one thing about this place.
Yes.
Being a coach in here, this place is loud. And, we kind of got a pre-Christmas crowd in here yet. But, it's still hard to hear in this place. It's one of the greater facilities in the area, especially in the MAC. And so we're proud of it. But it's definitely hard to hear. I can tell you that from experience. So.
Yeah. And that was a really nice one. Blaine picks his pocket ahead to Petey. Rolls off the rim. Grant with the rebound. Over to Clay.
Oh,
Schmidt.
Nice pass by
back
Gavin Toby.
Inside. That was Clay. That was Gavin. Gets it into Petey. Does not go, but he gets.
Petey actually missed the layup on the first one. I thought he got fouled. I mean, it looked like he got fouled, and he was kind of complaining about that. But they didn't give it to him, and Grant got the rebound kick up to Gavin, and Gavin found Petey unguarded underneath. It's the first one. Petey's got 11, I believe, here. Yep. 11. 11 of our 26 here in the second quarter. And Hallbro the foul line. Petey steps up to it, hits the first one. Looking for his second one here, and his 12th point on the night. And cashes in. 12 points for Petey, 27 for the Indians. 27-9 with 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Miracle bringing the ball up for Delphus.
And
gets
Grant
it over to
Kanapke's harassing him like crazy.
Yeah, to Caputo. He's losing the handle. Back to Miracle. He tries to go inside to Long. Off his hands. Derek Jeudy tries to get it ahead quickly to Grant Kanapke. Off one of the Delphus defenders. I'm not sure he knew it was coming, and I don't think he knew it hit him, but
he didn't have a choice. It was a fastball at his kneecap.
Yes,
he tried to sling it one-handed off the bounce and just drilled his kneecap out of bounds.
So Grant has it on the left wing. He drives into the lane.
Good
floater.
Stop up. And pop. Good rebound, no good. Blaine.
Blaine, Toby. Rebound. No good. And
jump ball with Derek Jeudy crashing the glass. Stays in and balls. A great effort by that young man. Gives his team a second chance for a rebound. Indians are just so athletic right here. Getting by people. Second chance points. Getting to the rebounds.
Creation the boards. They are really going at it. And that one was a bounce pass to Grant. And a little too close to him. Bounces in front of him and up and over. So Miracle over to Hain. Inside to back to Miracle.
And
Hain.
And Derek Jeudy reaches around for a foul. Clayton Pearson checking in, 6'2 senior. Replaces Derek Jeudy, who picked up his second team foul here for the Indians. Again, I think, you know, this is another team that we have a lot of depth. So, kid gets in foul trouble. Not that you want them to, but, you know, we're not dropping off a whole lot. So.
Yeah, we don't. It may be a slightly different type of player, but it is not down in quality. So, Indians are, you know, in pretty good shape here right now. It's 27-9. And Devin Toby in the left corner to Petey on the left wing. Misses the three.
Not sure how you lose the leading scorer on the Indians team, but Jefferson did. He just missed his easiest shot of the night.
Yeah, I think he was so astounded that he was open. So, anyway, it's over to Miracle. Three-point shot, no good.
Good rebound by Clayton Pearson. Clears it, and Grant Canapke's off and running for a quick three in transition.
Oh, man.
Great time to hit a three is in transition, and there's no one back. The defender's usually trying to get back to cover the back. Basket.
Yep.
And they'll leave you unguarded, which they do, and we're trapping.
So it's Hain to Miracle to Caputo, and shot up, no good. Grant Canapke with the rebound ahead to Blaine. Got tipped, but Blaine gets it and in. That was nice. That was very, very nice.
That is called a run.
Wow. So that draws a Delphus Jefferson timeout. 2:17, Indians 32, Delphus Jefferson 9. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Spending more time indoors? Perhaps it's time for a new wall color in your life. At Wangler Ace Hardware, we can make painting a simple pleasure. We carry a full line of quality Clark and Kensington paints available in any color you bring us. The Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one is a great value, starting at just $30.99 a gallon for interior flat finish. Friendly, knowledgeable folks will guide you through choosing paint along with products for surface prep and application. Visit the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for friendly expert advice on your fall paint project.
We're here in the Wangler Hardware second quarter. Indians lead 32-9. Just a little over 2 minutes to play here in quarter number two.
And I think, Neil, you're going to see a lot of what you just saw right there, being able to put runs together because of our defensive pressure and our ability to score points in multiple ways and multiple kids. So Clay Smith gets a blocking foul.
Yeah.
He's thinking, I think he slipped on some wet spot on the ground.
But still, there is some contact, I guess. That's his second, I believe.
And unfortunately, he's got to leave. Noah Leonard checks in.
And as you said, it doesn't matter if one of our guys sits down. We got somebody else, maybe slightly different player, but
Clay
no less
in,
quality.
Noah comes, checks out. Noah comes in, and Noah's had a great game, hasn't scored. But defense and rebounding. Now he's running the floor, hopefully getting rewarded right here by Grant. Picks it up strong, gets fouled. Has a little completely two-handed chest or shove right in Grant's chest as he's going up to shoot it. So
I think there's some frustration going on. I was hoping after that timeout that they wouldn't be quite maybe as rough. But, so Grant's going to the line to the Hall Brothers foul line, shooting a couple. Misses the first one. Grant's usually a pretty good foul shooter, so he'll make his next 9 or 10 probably tonight.
If he wants to keep his Duke fan status, he needs to.
Yep. A little bit of scrum under the basket on that shot.
Full court pressure here. Ends up 33-9. Putting full court pressure on him. Trying to put this one away right here.
Yep. Miracle, long, and finally get it up court. And long with a... with an offensive foul. kind of just kind of bulldozed Clayton. And everybody on the Indians team just gathered around Clayton hooting and hollering and took that charge. So I missed what number foul that was on.
Oh, that was on long.
Yeah,
long,
but I didn't 40. See how many that.
Yeah, Clayton, one of those kids just makes a lot of the little hustle plays for your team you love to have around.
Come on, Grant, get that in there. Oh, another nice rebound by Blaine. Missed. Rebound.
Right now we're getting any shot we want. If we miss a shot, yep. We're getting great second chance effort. Yep. So love to see that.
Miracle Hubert is in the JV game. Big bounce pass for some reason. Grant comes up with it.
Carried. Yep. Sure.
Yeah. Carried it a little bit. He just did that hesitate dribble.
Didn't stay on top of. Got his hand underneath.
Yeah. So that'll be the Hubert taking it out for the Jeff Katz on the side there. And Indians with a lot of pressure here.
Oh, trap that right there. Perfect spot to trap it. We do get it.
Pluto. Yep.
Steal it away. That was a heck of a catch by Gavin Toby.
He threw it hard to Gavin Toby.
That was a football catch right there that you've seen on the football field a lot. Yeah. That was a 90 mile an hour Nick Quaid's fastball at him from about 4 feet away.
usually the ones that are thrown that hard on the football field are another 50 feet from him. That was about 5 feet away, and his fired it at him.
Great hands by Gavin. The other thing that's impressive, you know, if you paid attention to that, Noah went up for that rebound. I'm not too sure his head didn't hit the backboard.
I didn't see that.
Because it looked like he almost smacked his head on the backboard. He was up so high. I think he was wanting to dunk on that and just missed it.
And this is the foul shot, 33-9. Just under a minute here. And it is Payne, top of the key to Taviano. Goes toward the basket. Draws a foul.
On Noah Leonard. Picks up his first. Team seven.
I got second. Is that his first? I got him for two. They got him for one.
Gary's got him for one on the old scoreboard there.
Yep.
So
I'm with Gary.
I'm just going by what Gary says. Yeah,
I will. I'll trust Gary every time over what I'm trying to do here. Every time.
Well, you know, it's hard. We don't have stat sheets right now, so that's why I'm trying to keep track of all that. I tried, Neil, and I just gave up.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep track of fouls, and I'm not doing very well at it. Obviously.
With the rebound, they missed two. So we got 47 seconds. Up 33-10 on the second quarter of Wangler Hardware scoreboard. Grant Konapke's looking for Gavin inside. Ryan Post checked in for wide open three. And he can fly out shoot the ball.
Pretty,
so that's
yes.
A great, great skip pass and a shot for Ryan Post there.
Yep. Ryan has a nice jumper, and I am very happy he grew 5 inches last spring.
I asked him, I said, looks like you've grown a lot. He said, yeah, that's good.
Yes.
That helps with the athletic game for sure.
Yes, definitely. 15 seconds. Grant has it out top. Petey's out, getting a little rest. Grant dribbles toward the line, or the lane, backs out on the fadeaway jumper, takes it with a couple of seconds left, and Delphus just about made one at the bucket, or at the horn, so we played a half. It's Indians 36, and Delphus Jefferson 10. We'll be back in just a minute.
Spending more time indoors? Perhaps it's time for a new wall color in your life. At Wangler Ace Hardware, we can make painting a simple pleasure. We carry a full line of quality Clark & Kensington paints available in any color you bring us. The Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one is a great value, starting at just $30.99 a gallon for interior flat finish. Friendly, knowledgeable folks will guide you through choosing paint along with products for surface prep and application. Visit the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for friendly expert advice on your fall paint project.
Have you tried our our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians guys, their first game of the 2018-19 season. And going pretty well for the Indians right now. 36-10 at the end at half. First quarter, it was 16-4. Indians scored 20 in the second quarter, so it's 36. Dolphus had four. They scored six, and it's 10. So 36-10. And nobody really in foul trouble. We got a couple of guys with two, and that can change pretty quickly. But as Coach Patch mentioned there a few minutes ago, if we take take somebody out, we put in somebody just as good off the bench. We have at least eight, probably more than that. You know, Ryan Post probably wouldn't even be actually eight. Maybe he is, but he came off the bench, made a three right there at the end of the half, and we have some pretty good players, and it's gone pretty well. So what's kind of your assessment of the first half of how things went for us and maybe for Dolphus?
Well, Dolphus is struggling right now, and a lot of that has to do with what we're doing. Our pressure on defense, our athleticism, our power, our strength, right now is just kind of overwhelming them. It's 36-10 here at half, and when you're up, 26 points on a team at halftime, it's kind of a lopsided score because you kind of got some lopsided teams out here right now. We're really good and playing really well, which is good. That's what we want to do, and like I say, we're just kind of overwhelming them right now. We're doing a lot of good things, moving the ball side to side. We're attacking it. We're getting great looks. We're hitting the glass. Right now, Coach Bayshore has to be really happy with our offense. Executing almost to a T of getting what we want with dribble penetration, kick out, post up, post moves, offensive rebound, second chance points. And then the other thing is our defense is trading easy baskets for us. So as a coach, you're really happy for your, this being the first game and
yeah,
getting guys in, getting some work in, and, also going against somebody other than your second team. And so,
yeah,
great to start to see what you need to continue to work on and improve on. So.
Okay, let's take another quick break. We'll be back with a little more chit-chat about the first half. Back right after this.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where few minutes away from the start of the second half. Indians with a big lead here at halftime, the first game of the season. Looks like, in my thoughts, Jefferson's a little outmatched by the Indians. We have a lot of skill, and what we all knew was very good potential seems to be the real thing now. So a lot of guys played really well. I thought that just our hustle, our tenacity on defense, we disrupted a lot of their passes, screwed up their passing lanes, screwed up their whole offensive set. I just thought we just did everything we probably could have wanted to, short of making every shot.
You know, our defensive pressure kind of dictated the game. You know, it definitely, as you said, Neil, gave Jefferson problems and fits. You know, the coaches are wanting to try to be patient. And, you know, unfortunately, it's hard to be patient when our kids are up in them, bodying them up, and are quicker and stronger. And, you know, it's hard just to hold the ball. And so they're doing everything they can to try to work it. I know Coach was upset a little bit. Coach Jenninghoff was with them a little bit because they were trying to play too fast, and that favors us definitely over them. And so, you know, now at this point, if you want to get back in this game, it's hard to be patient down 26 at half. But, you know, I guess it's at this point, are you trying to win this game, or are you trying to get better and run your stuff if that's how you want to play? Being patient, are you you're trying to get better at doing that? So coach has to decide for them kind of how they want to play. Are they trying to win this one, or just trying to get better in the process for game three for themselves? So
yeah, so I think the Indians have done about everything we could want them to do. And I know a lot of you are home watching the Buckeyes game and kind of keeping an eye on this. It's about kickoff time there. But after this night, get to the gym every chance you get to watch these guys play. We'll take a quick break, and we'll get back to the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter back in just a minute.
Everything is going just great, then.
Or, you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
We're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse getting ready for the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. And Indians leading 36-10 over Delphus Jefferson and playing very well. A lot of guys have hit the floor. Everybody's played well. The fans are a little sparse tonight. I do believe there's a whole bunch of them home with the TV on. Hope they've got our sound on, maybe, or at least catching us every once in a while.
LHIO. But,
yep. Because even if you don't ever turn it on and listen to us, make sure you take a listen tomorrow. This is the game's very good, and Indians are playing very well. Delphus Jefferson will have it to start off the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. And it is Miracle to Hain to Wanamaker. Kind of loses a handle out near center court. And taken away by Derek Jeudy, but on the sidelines, and it goes out of bounds. So it'll be Delphus ball again. Again, Indians hands all over the court. So it is Maricle gets it to Wanamaker on the left key, or left wing. And Maricle again over to Caputo inside to Long. No good. Indians with a rebound. Peyton brings it up, gives it to Derek, over to Grant. He brings it to the top of the key to Petey inside to Noah Lennertz. He puts up a nice shot, rolls off the rim, no good, and it is Maricle with the rebound. Over to Wanamaker, left wing, three-point shot up and in, 36-13. Got a whistle. The official wants to talk to
Noah, and
they're doing a little
yeah, they're getting into the little extracurricular activity there.
So
stuff you don't need, just go play basketball, boys.
Yep. So they immediately take Long out and put in Taviano. So maybe to cool him down. Maybe there's maybe just some frustration there. I didn't see any of that, but I'm prone to just watch the ball and not much else. So Derek Jeudy has it.
Well,
stolen away.
Jefferson's trying to come out and be a little more physical and not let the Indians do what they want to do here and bodying us up, so we'll see how we respond to this.
Yep. It's Taviano over to Hain. Back to Taviano in the right corner. Over to Maricle.
And Banks in a three.
That was Patrick Caputo. So it's 36-16 now.
Hit two threes. Good little 6-0 start.
Yep.
Jefferson.
Yep. And Grant Konecki has it now. Kicks it over to Petey on the left corner to Derek Jeudy, top of the key. Gets it to Grant on the right wing into Clay Schmitz on the... Takes it into the right side. Nice little layup.
That's called a big boy move right there. I'm just bigger and stronger than you, and I'm just going to power up over you.
Yep, and he did. And so it is Caputo to
Wanamaker.
Yep, top of the key.
Petey with the rebound in transition to Grant.
Kicks it back to Petey, top of the key. Makes a move. Left side of the lane, and it's stolen. And that is Hain, and he'll go up.
Good little ball fake, misses it.
Yep.
Clay Schmitz with the strip. And Wanamaker with the trip. Clay Schmitz goes down, sending the ball underneath.
Yep. Looked like it was going to look like... one it was. I think it was Caputo
physical.
That looked like he was going to get that rebound, and then Clay got it, and he got knocked down, so... Derek brings it up. And it's Grant Konecki, left side. Dribbles down the left corner. Up, nice little jumper. Up and in.
I remember right, Grant had a big game last year against these guys, too.
I think he has, let's see.
He's got eight right
that's
now.
Eight, right?
Yep. I'm thinking he had 20-some last year.
Yep.
Against them, if I recall.
Yeah, he had several really good games early and then late. Grant knocks that one away as they try to get it into the corner. Just about hit his dad. They're sitting in the fourth row. Or is it the third row? Third row, I believe.
Pretty sure Matt wouldn't have been able to call that one.
Well, he'd have caught it with his with his head. I think
got good hands, though, being a barber.
Yeah, well, but they're not quick. Fingers are quick with the scissors, but... so, inside to Hain.
He knocks it away.
Yep. And it'll be Delphus ball under their own basket. Long is back in. See if they can keep from getting in the little pushing match with Noah again. So Hain will trigger it in to Wanamaker out at top of the key. Over to Maricle on the right. To Taviano.
Oh, great back cut. And
Hain.
Blocked by Noah.
Yep, and Long with a rebound. And Maricle then to Petey. He dribbled it a little too high and couldn't keep control of it. Call it a double dribble travel.
Just one of those, you just kind of lost control of it.
Yep.
They called a carry or got on top of it. But.
Indians are up 40-16 right here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Logan Hubert triggers it into Maricle. Maricle to Wanamaker. Wanamaker. Grant Kanapke tips it away. He'll go in for a layup. Up and in. And it's 42-16. Indians with a nice little run here. And Grant with another steal. And he'll try to put it up. Lost it. Lost the handle. And Maricle has it. He'll get it to Hubert. Hubert back to Maricle. Gets it across center court. Left three-pointer from the left wing. No good. And they're going to call a jump ball. I thought that Hain had it for a second, and Derek just took it out of his hand, but they call a dual possession. So
host of Indians coming in right here. Blaine Toby in, Gavin Toby, and Clayton Pearson. So the other two remaining on the floor is Grant Kanapke and Derek Judy. Five for the Indians on the floor.
Indians leading 42-16, 26-point lead. Clay has it over to Derek in the left corner. Dribbles down to the baseline. Gets it across the court to Grant. Three-pointer up from the corner. No good. And it'll be foul on Blaine Toby on that rebound. So it'll be Hain to Long to Wanamaker to Maricle. Back to Wanamaker at the top of the key. Over in the corner to Logan Hubert. And Maricle tries to get it to Long. Long cut toward the basket. They throw it to their coach. Probably not happy about that, but it'll be Clayton getting it into Derek Judy. Derek walks it up. 3:10 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Inside to Blaine Toby. Yep, no good. And Derek Judy comes away with it. He will get it to Blaine Toby at the top of the key. Clayton, and quickly inside to Gavin Toby for an easy layup.
Unguarded Gavin Toby.
That was nice. He saw that and got it to him in no time. So it's Hubert to Wanamaker to Maricle on the left wing. Looking to try to get it inside. He's going to take the three, and it's up and in.
He picked his dribble up, couldn't find anyone, and
yep, took the three.
Decided I'll just shoot it from about 25 feet out, then if no one's open.
So Derek Judy has it to Gavin Toby, to Grant, to Blaine Toby at the top of the key. Now, Gavin at the top of the key gets it to Derek Judy.
There's got to be a body foul there.
Yeah, definitely got bumped and probably slapped on the arm a little bit. But quickly a shot by Long for the Jeff Cats. And Gavin Toby with the rebound gets it down to Derek Judy, gets it out to Clayton Toby, over to Grant Kanapke very quickly. And shot up, no good. Some contact, no call.
I think that's called being up 30 right now. They're not going to call some of that.
Yep,
right now.
And the Buckeyes game's on.
Because we've just got fouled two straight possessions.
Yeah. And so it's Hubert out to Maricle. Three-pointer again. That's up and in. So
going on a little run right here.
They've scored 12 points in 7 minutes here in the.
So what was just up 30, now all of a sudden it's a 22-point ball game.
Yep. And Peyton and Clay are coming back in. Derek Judy goes for a little floater. And
you know, that's one of those things as a coach you're frustrated because it's like, okay, I get we're up 30. Sometimes, you know, not intentional, but it just happens. Officials will follow the whistle when you're up and try to get the game over with and so on. And then we obviously were hit on two consecutive plays. They don't call anything. And then they come down and hit two consecutive threes, and all of a sudden, now it's close to a 20-point game. And not that I don't think this game's not in doubt, but still got a quarter left and still got to play. And, you know, strange things have happened.
Yep.
So,
unfortunately,
as a coach, as Coach Bayshore is there, you're still a little upset by, you know, if it's a foul, it's a foul. You got to call it no matter what the score is.
Yes. So. And it gives, sometimes it can give kids the wrong
impression, yeah.
Wrong impression of how this game is going to get called the rest of the year.
And so now Blaine picks up a tick-tack one right here of going straight up. He just calls for over the back foul. And yeah. Indians are up here pressing with Blaine at the point. Grant and Petey up in the front court, back court, I should say, and Clayton and Clay deep. So
Indians have them doubled up 44-22, but wow. And
loose ball scrum.
Your Clayton. Football player kind of went to tackle Clayton when the ball came toward him. He just kind of bowled him. So the Indians ball, Grant gets it into Clayton.
Clayton about fell on Randy Ramos' lap a little.
That's Clay inside, or on the outside, Blaine. Back into
nice
Blaine
look,
inside.
Blaine Toby. Yep. Nice little scoop pass to Clay Pearson, just couldn't finish it.
And it is Clay Schmitz, a shot from just inside the foul line, and Blaine did go over the back on that one.
And Coach Bayshore is really frustrated right now because our kids are driving in and getting body contact, and they're not calling anything, and then the results of it is becoming fouls on us, and he's not real happy because it's three straight trips now that we've been fouled on shots that they haven't called.
Yep. It is frustrating.
Clayton Pearson with the body foul right here. Knocks the ball out of bounds right in front of Coach Bayshore. And he's letting official know again. He's still not real happy about it. So 39 seconds left here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance, 44-22 Indians.
Taviano
triggers the ball.
Get into Miracle.
Indians are still trapping right here, trying to create some pressure. Ball got lead back up.
So they do get it across in time. And Miracle drives in. And they call a foul on Clayton, maybe?
Yep, got a hold of his arm.
Yep.
Looks like contact maybe popped out.
Yeah, he's working on his...
I don't know if it's a contact or blood or... he's holding his fingers like there's a contact on
it. Yeah, something I don't know. That he's squinting and blinking. And
well, if he did, he just wiped his towel on his contact, so I doubt it's contact.
Yeah, probably.
But he was holding it like it. Now looks like he got maybe poked in the eye or the nose.
Yeah, nose, because he's...
maybe bleeding there.
I don't know if he's bleeding, but it feels like it's bleeding to him. He got it bopped a little
makes
bit.
Makes the eyes water when that happens sometimes. Yep.
So, it'll be... Caputo to Long to Wanamaker, top of the key. Dribbles, tries to get it to...
15 seconds here in the third quarter.
Cutting. Caputo back to Hubert to Miracle. Miracle deep, 5 seconds. He's still outside
high ball screen.
The line.
Long.
And Long is going to have to put up one at the buzzer. Off the rim, no good. So we've played three. At the end of the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter, Indians leading 44-22. Back right after this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians lead 44-22 going into the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. It'll be Delphus Jefferson ball with number 14 Hubert keying it into Miracle. Gets it to Caputo to Wanamaker at the top of the key. Getting harassed a little bit. Hubert on the left wing to Miracle, and then tries to get it over to Long.
Throws it
out of bounds.
Cassie Ramos.
Yeah.
Good hands, Cass. By the way, 14 minutes in the first quarter and 0-0 Buckeyes and Northwestern.
Yep, mine's a little behind. Mine still says 14-32 or something like that. So,
good
Peyton Judy goes in.
This is but offensive rebound put back.
Yep, that put back, and that's 14 for Petey. And it is Wanamaker drives right at the basket. And Clay with a nice
It was, but as a coach of the Jefferson team, I agree with that. I mean, you hate that because that was kind of a little flop on Clay's part. But smart job by Clay of drawing that.
Yeah, there was definitely contact.
Not a lot, but.
Not enough to knock him down like he went.
Right, yeah. I mean, Clay's been hit harder by that in football, guys. Never went down.
Yeah, and still standing.
But you saw that play. So smart play by Clay.
Definitely. Petey with a nice move across the lane puts up the left-hander.
Very athletic play.
16, yes. He created that himself. Miracle. And over to Wanamaker. Loses it. Here he comes. This might be a good one. Nope. Coming. It came hard at him and ended up knocking the padding off of the bottom of the backboard.
And so Connor Ramo out. Do a little work here, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to find us a ladder.
Connor Ramo and Justin first come out to do a little maintenance work.
Go try to find a climbing implement.
And I know for a fact we have no custodial worker here on site tonight because Harry has the night off. So
it's going to be,
Connor's going to have to do some work here.
Let's take a little break while they're doing a little work there. And we'll be back in just a minute. We might be back in a minute or two or three, depending on how this goes.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087. 4087.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
The end of the lawn mowing season is not a good thing when you're in the business of selling lawnmowers. What do we do with all these lawnmowers when no one is shopping for lawnmowers? Well, you drop the prices and hope you don't have too many to store through the winter. At Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, we've slashed all our used mower prices as low as we can go. Some of these mowers have dropped in price by over $2,000. Now is the time to shop for a used mower. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery or see them on the web at hullbros.com.
If you are kind of flipping between us and the Buckeyes, we're fixing the bottom of the padding on the bottom of the south backboard. It got knocked loose. Buckeyes just scored a touchdown. And my phone says 6-0, but Harold Feely announced it as 7, so I'm sure mine's a little behind. Buckeyes are winning. And the Indians are winning 48-22 right now. A minute and 6 seconds played in the Calp Pharmacy fourth quarter. And Peyton Judy was going down for a layup and kind of, I'd call it maybe a hard defense. And I believe the defender, maybe Petey, got his hand on the padding and pulled that down. So if you've ever seen a custodian, they all have duct tape, and that's what's going on here. So we'll be back in just a minute. It's going to be another minute or two before we get back to it, so we'll be back right after this.
everything is going just great, then... Or,
you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want, whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more. They have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
We're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. It looks like they do have it duct-taped up with a permanent fix coming next week during the school week. So 6:54 left here in the Cop Pharmacy fourth quarter. Indians lead 48-22. Peyton Judy will be going to the line shooting two. Peyton has 16 already, and Grant Konecki with 10. And losing track of my player. Clay Schmitz with eight. So Indians playing very well, looking pretty good. And makes the first one, misses the second one. Rebound, they get it around to Petey, makes a three-pointer from the right wing. So now he has 20. It'll be Taviano to Hain, back to Taviano to Long on the left wing to Maricle. He puts up a three-pointer, made a couple earlier, misses that one. Lane Toby with the rebound. Clayton Pearson gets it to Grant Konecki with a quick three-pointer. Gets it, jumps, shoots, and in. 55-22 now. And Indians still with their pressure. And it's Caputo to Long on the left wing. He's looking, gets it into Hain underneath, and Petey knocks it away. Grant Konecki, and
loses it to Maricle.
Yep, Maricle gets it, a little short jumper, 15 feet, up and in, 55-24 now. Petey will bring the ball up, 5:43 left here in the Cop Pharmacy fourth quarter. Peyton with a three-pointer, up and good. Made it look pretty easy. Nice. Tried to get a bounce pass quickly down too long.
You're not throwing a 45-foot bounce pass.
No.
Against the press.
I almost could have gone out and got that. And Blaine was right there very easily, way ahead of Long to get that. So
Grant up and misses a three, but Petey picks it off.
Take it, Petey. He did not put it down, but he did. He did make the basket. And the duct tape is coming down, and we have a timeout for the Indians, and we're having a little trouble. The padding isn't down, but the duct tape is coming loose, so not sure how that's going to go. So looks like they're Indians are going out there. Looks like they've put in just about everybody new. They've got Derek Judy, Ryan Post, Noah Leonards, Regan Martin and Gavin Toby. 5:05 left, 60-24. Indians playing very well right now. And,
you know, from a coaching standpoint, you're putting your subs in, you're throwing four sophomores out there.
Yep.
And, you know, that's only going to help you for the future because those kids are getting a lot of playing time. And,
yes.
And it's not like they're scrubs who haven't played. Those kids have all been in the rotation. So,
yeah.
You know, your bench, pretty much everyone has gotten in and getting a lot of playing time here except for Brian Benn and Owen Shane, which hopefully will get in here yet.
And Ryan Post gets a steal. Down court, gets it to Noah Leonard. Up and in. They don't have the new numbers up there yet, so I don't know how many Noah has.
I think he's got two or four.
Yeah. So Noah put up a shot, I believe that was Caputo, and missed the shot. Noah with a rebound. Gavin Toby. And he gets it out to Ryan Post, right wing. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Taviano. Quickly up court
Miracle.
To Miracle. Miracle in the corner to Long. He'll dribble to Hain. Over to Miracle. Jumper, about 15-footer, no good. Comes to Regan Martin, to Derek Judy, and Ryan Post. Another jumper just off.
Good hustle by Regan Martin.
Regan Martin saves it from going out of bounds. Clay tries to get it inside, and Long steps in there. And so it'll be Miracle and Hain at the top of the key. Back to Miracle on the left, to Long down on the left corner. He looks, tries to get it inside, tries to drive inside. He'll make the turn, and Noah bats it into the Fort Recovery student section.
And Jefferson's cleaning the house right now with wholesale substitute.
Yep.
Five more guys coming in.
Yep. And number 11, I remember him from the JV game. Can't think of his name. They got a bunch of them in. We'll have to come up with it here because he's got the ball.
I think Caputo's the only guy that stayed in.
Yep.
And they threw it across court. No one was looking and threw the ball out of bounds to Coach.
He can't be happy about that.
Right now, it's 62-24 Indians in the fourth quarter Calp Pharmacy scoreboard. This thing's over for sure right now. We just got to finish the final 3 minutes out. Noah Leonard's touch the ball in close. Going to work. Nice move by Noah. Sweeping jump hook across the middle of the lane.
Nice. Gives him four. And the kid, they changed numbers on him, so he's Wiltsy from the JV game, if you're listening to that. So it's Taviano, left corner, to Hubert in the left corner. Taviano, Wiltsy, kind of kicked around. 2:41 left here. Indians up by 40, 64-24. So we've scored 20 points here in the Calp Pharmacy fourth quarter. We take Noah and Derek out. And we put Ben and Owen Shane in. So it is Hubert to Wiltsy in the left corner. He'll drive across, get it to Taviano. Taviano to Caputo. Back to Hubert. He puts one up. Just off balance, losing his balance, threw it up at the basket. Clay Schmitz with a rebound goes coast to coast.
Gavin Toby with
it. Excuse me. I keep getting them mixed up. They look quite a bit the same without looking at their faces.
On that last shot from Jefferson, the kid ran in and all of a sudden ran into a mountain right there. Yes. And Ben and Brian did a great job. Had his hand straight up, and the kid ran right into him and fell on his backside. Yep. And
bounced off of him.
Yep.
So Gavin misses that one. I remember nothing specific, but I remember several times last year when Gavin just astounded me with what he could do on the basketball court.
He is really athletic.
Yes. And, man, what great hands on the football field. He is a pretty good player in just about anything he decides to do. So it is Delphus will probably be using numbers because some of them I don't remember their names from the JV and they're wearing different numbers. So 30.
They're not even in a varsity roster right now.
Yeah. Yep. This one is Hubert on the left wing. He'll get it to Wiltsy, to Caputo, excuse me.
And Ryan Post with the block on the drive of the middle of the baseline. And a foul on Logan Gollemeyer, I believe is what Harold just said over the...
I believe that's right.
Intercom.
Update on the Buckeyes. It's still 7-0. My phone says 8:09 left in the first quarter. That one goes up off the back of the rim. Very high. Comes back down through. 66-24. Minute 42 left here in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Gavin with another shot here. That's up. And that is in. So Indians with a commanding lead here. About a minute and a half left. It's Caputo to Taviano. Back to Caputo to Hubert. Hubert drives down toward the basket. Goes up, no good. Rebound, Dolphus Jefferson. And Caputo to Taviano. Back to Caputo at the top of the key. To Hubert, to number 30. We don't have his name. And Taviano in the right corner. He'll try to drive. Brian Benn blocks that off at the baseline. And it'll be Taviano gets it to Hubert. They just can't get a shot off. There's one finally, and it's not a good one, but they hadn't, you know, they went 30 seconds without a shot, and they're down and needing to shoot. But 40 seconds now. Ryan Post out around the dribble around the top of the key and off to the right wing. Regan Martin, he'll drive down toward the basket, come back out to Ryan Post. He's looking for getting a screen, but
Coach Bazor's telling him to stay up. Don't try to score right now. Just run some clock. And
16 seconds. Owen Shane with the ball. Back to Ryan Post. 10 seconds now. Ryan's still dribbling. Looks like they'll dribble it out. They're still putting a little pressure on him, so he's going to have to try a little bit. So 2 seconds, 1 second. Hands it to Scott Steinberger, and that's into the game. Final is Indians 67 and Douglas Jefferson 24. And we'll take a quick break, be back to talk a little bit, and more than likely talk to Coach Bayshore when he gets ready to go here. Back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy this year with Project Joy and help bring a smile to those in need. From November 12th through December 7th, bring an unwrapped, gently used, or new toy for children of all ages to a Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern, Indiana. Toys will go to area families and organizations in need. If you know of a family in need this Christmas, visit kalppharmacy.com for details or email info@kalppharmacy.com. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the boys' team, Indians, has opened their season, and in fine fashion, 67-24, and played pretty well. This was one where we wanted to see how they would come out after, you know, all the potential that they had last year and a lot of anticipation for this year, and they came out and played one whale of a game. What were you thinking there, Brian? Kind of everything you were.
Well, you know, it's a good game to come out and start with. We obviously were the dominant team, and we played really well and had the start we wanted to. A lot of guys got in the scorebook, got a lot of guys in the game, and that's how you want to get a first game in. So
yeah,
did a lot of good things, a lot of positives. Coach got to be happy.
Yep. We'll come back and review a couple of things here in just a minute. Back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
For over 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians have defeated the Dolphus Jefferson Wildcats 67-24, and it was never really close. First quarter, 16-4. Indians were leading 36-10 after 2 and 44-22 at the end of 3. So, and in the fourth quarter, Indians scored 23 and Dolphus scored, I believe, 2. So final score 67-24, and we'll be talking to Coach Mike Bayshore in just a minute. We'll be back right after this. Having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground, geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
All right, we are back here with Coach Bayshore. And, Coach, you got to be real happy with your first game, under the books here in the start of the season with how the kids came out and played.
Yeah, we talked in the locker room before, and then we reiterated afterwards that we wanted to make sure everybody was contributing. And I thought with being able to play a lot of kids tonight, I thought everybody did something positive. You know, early on, Derek Jeudy was crashing the offensive glass. It took Petey a little while to get going, but Grant was making some nice loose ball plays. I think we had 16 turnovers at the half against them. So we were getting in passing lanes. We missed some things defensively that we need to clean up, but, you know, everybody was getting involved. Most of them scored. And the thing I was most impressed with was when somebody did something positive, everybody else on the bench was excited about that. So, like you said, it's a good start to get one under your belt before you get into MAC play next week. But, you know, we still got some things to clean up, but I'm awful proud of them.
Oh, and that was one thing I noticed, too. I think it was Clayton Pearson took the charge, and he almost got thrown up off the ground because the kids were running over, and not just the kids on the floor, but the kids on the bench were very excited. And, you know, that's one thing as a coach you're always happy to see when the kids are excited for each other.
Yeah, it took almost about a year to get them to buy into taking charges. They always tell me how much they hurt, but, you know as well as I do, those are momentum changers and things like that. So, yeah, for everybody to be excited that he took one, the mindset's starting to set in a little bit that's what they need to do in that situation.
Well, and that's also, you know, we've had those discussions about those toughness plays, and, you know, that's just one of those toughness plays that you can go out there and make, and, you know, to give up your body for your team is one of those. It's also a selfless play that you're willing to give yourself up, so you're always happy to see kids do that.
Yeah, it's one of the points that we've tried to hit home this week is about not being selfish, you know, taking charges. You know, Blaine Toby does such a great job of cleaning up the garbage on the offensive backboard. You know, he might miss some putbacks, but he's still fighting for every offensive rebound. It's things like that, you know, you don't necessarily always see in the scoreboard that, you know, that person might not have got 20, but they did all the little things right. And we've been really preaching all week about not being selfish. I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
Well, like you just said, I mean, it's people maybe that come or don't come reading the papers, you know, who had the high score. But, you know, it's all those little things. And, you know, I thought no matter who you put in tonight, you didn't see a drop, you know, in effort and execution, you know, for the most part. You know, you just threw bodies out there and kids were competing and, you know, competing for minutes, competing for playing time and still competing, you know, in the game and trying to, you know, win this game. So you got to be very happy with that as well.
Yeah, we've had some things and Coach Bob has said it too, where it's like it's 10 guys out there because they know if they don't compete, they're not going to get on the floor. And you know, like you said, they all did a good job. Ryan Post, you know, we let him play a little JV, but he got a chance to knock down an open three in the first half and he buried it. You know, him and Regan are capable of doing that. You know, we've preached to those two all preseason, you know, just be able to knock down an open shot, because with the other kids on the team, you're going to get those looks. And for them to be able to do that, it's going to be huge for us down the stretch. And then, you know, this is, Gavin Toby's first major minutes of a varsity ever. And, you know, so it was nice to get him a lot of minutes, be acclimated. You know, he's just a pure athlete. He's a little raw right now, but, you know, going forward, he's a big part of what we got playing.
Well, and, you know, I just like the bodies you throw out there. You know, it's a team that, you know, you know you have Peyton in your back pocket late in game. You know, he can get you shots, but you don't have to rely on him to do all your scoring and carry you every quarter. You know, he can have, you know, at one point, I think he had 12 and he stayed on 12 for about a quarter almost. But you don't have to have him go score. So he can play within the framework of the offense, right, taking good shots, because you have other guys that can go get you buckets. You know, Clay can go get you buckets inside. Noah can. And, you know, you had a lot of other guys, you know, step up. So that's, you know, very well balanced, very hard to just go, hey, go stop one guy and you win that game. You can't do that against this team.
Yeah, and that's the other part about the unselfishness we've preached to our big men. Play till you're absolutely tired, because I got two more I can run in. And that's kind of what we want to do with our bigs, is those four guys, so we can keep, because we set a lot of ball screens. We set a lot of down screens. We ask our big men to run the floor. So to have four of them that are that athletic who can do positive things, that's going to be huge for us going forward.
Yep. And one thing I believe Coach Patch mentioned in the JV, maybe the varsity game too, that nobody on the floor seemed to care if they were the ones that were scoring. It was, let's get out there and find whoever's open. They shoot it and we get it. So, got anything else you want to add, Coach?
No, I'm just, like I said, we didn't necessarily have the greatest week of practice, and to come out here and a team that we might not have put it on them all four quarters last year, I felt that this was a little bit of growth tonight to be able to do that for four quarters tonight.
Yep. So just see that Northwestern scored. We're tied at 7 with about 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
I don't think Coach really cares about that. He's not a
well, guy. But our listeners do.
But it was over when Oklahoma won for you. Yeah.
I think he's a team up north kind of guy.
Probably so. Right. So we'll take a break, be back, and close things up here. Thanks, Coach. Are you sure? Back in just a minute.
I'll get those uniforms.
For over 120 years, Hull Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hull Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse, where the Indians come away with a 67-24 victory. Very, very good statement to start off the season, Coach Patch. I think that was a pretty good way to get it started.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking with Coach here, you know, he was happy with a lot of things. And, you know, it's a good win, you know, like I say, to start the year off, but also to see what you've been working on, to see what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, Silstrom, I'm sure he's still trying to figure out some combination of kids. And, you know, when you have some experience, which, you know, we are an experienced team, even though we have some young kids.
Yeah.
Because we have, we have some seniors. You know, I think we have four seniors and, you know, a junior that played a lot of minutes for us over the years. So, you know, we have a few youth kids in there, some sophomores, but, you know, we do have a lot of experienced kids. So, sure, they're still trying to figure out maybe some rotations and minutes and things. But, you know, as far as who gets some of that playing time. But, you know, great opportunity for us to come out there and throw a lot of bodies out there and let the kids have a chance to kind of prove the coaches. Make it tough on the coaches. That's what you want to do as a player. Make it tough on the coaches to make decisions on who they have to play. And so I thought our kids did a great job of that tonight.
Yep. And so 67-24 was the varsity. I wasn't able to write down the JV score before they took it off the board real quick.
It was a lot for a little.
Yes. Third quarter is 55-30, and it didn't get any better for Delphus Jefferson's JV. So Indians won big in the JV and the varsity. I thought every player that hit the floor looked good, and I just saw the Buckeyes scored again very quickly. 14-7 is now the score. So probably by now anybody that cares has already flipped over to the game. So anything else you want to throw in before we go away? And
you know, it's basketball season. I think exciting time here at Fort Recovery. I know for our girls team, we got a big week next week. I love to have as many people out to support us as we can. We got Roussel's and OG coming in, and both teams have been to state this past year. And so big game, big opportunity for our girls. And I believe our boys have, I think Roussel's coming.
Roussel's on Friday.
Yeah.
At Roussel's on Friday and at Jay County on Saturday. So
big week for them as well.
Yeah, so no games till Thursday, but there's Thursday, Friday, and two on Saturday. Girls host Roussel's, boys at Roussel's on Friday. Then Saturday, girls host Ottawa Glandorf, and that'll be another big one. Roussel's and Ottawa, as you mentioned, both at the state last year, and then the boys at Jay County with that across-the-border battle. So we'll wrap it up here. Again, Indians, big winners, 67-24, also big winners in the JV contest. Thanks for listening, and we will see you on Thursday.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.